I'm with John Simonson, Flooring Web Solutions. John, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
It's good to have you on video. We usually do this over the radio.
We usually do it on audio, and we usually do it at a show.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of a hotel room.
That's true. Now, we've talked in the past several times about changes that have occurred on Google. Well, they seem to be frequent, relatively frequent. And I understand there's been some changes as it relates to mobile. Talk about that.
Okay. Back in February, Google came out and said on their blog and in webmaster blogs and different things that as of April 21st, they were going to reward websites that were mobile friendly and reduce in the search rankings websites that were not mobile friendly. So this really went out throughout the whole internet as a really big deal and everything, and even got a nickname of Mobilegeddon, and you're going down in flames if you don't and everything. But what it really boiled down to was Google said that for mobile devices, there's a tremendous amount, something like 94% of all the smartphone users search the internet, you know, search Google on their smartphones. So they felt it was very compelling information to say, now we need websites to be mobile friendly. And a desktop website isn't necessarily mobile friendly on a smartphone. So as of April 21st, they were going to, you know, through this time period, indexing all the web pages and continue to do it and search out and find the ones that are mobile friendly. The web pages are mobile friendly, the websites are mobile friendly, and give them a boost in search rankings on a mobile search. Not on a desktop search, but on a mobile search.
Okay. So if you're in a desktop or a laptop, it's pretty much the same as it always has been.
Yeah, there won't be any change. Exactly. But on a you're searching by a mobile phone, the technology's been out there for quite a while where we can detect what type of device you have. We can detect the screen size you have. And it's all done through JavaScript, and the scripts are out there for developers to use, so we don't have to write it ourselves. And they're kept updated with all the devices so that they know, we know, we can say, okay, this is a smartphone, here's the screen size, push out this page rather than push out the desktop page.
Okay. Now, just so I understand it, is there a change in what people with websites have to do? Is what they do different now with this change than what they had on mobile before?
Yeah, before, you look back about a year and a half or so ago, Google had partnered with Duda Mobile, dudamobile.com, and actually paid for, if you wanted a mobile site, they would pay the first year. It was like $9 a month, $86 for the first year, and I got an email and everything. John, here you can do WebStream Dynamics and do clients, and we'll pay the first year if you go through this web page that was sponsored by Google on Duda Mobile. And so I took clients, myself, we went in there and created these separate mobile websites. And what that really meant was you had a separate mobile website from your desktop website. And then we would insert two lines of JavaScript in the page header of your home page, only your home page. So when people went to your website with a smartphone or a mobile device, it would reroute them to your mobile website.
But so that would only be the home page.
Different website, different page URLs, different page addresses and everything. So it's totally different website. Now what they're saying, what they switched to in a year and a half was that, okay, with this, we need all your pages to be mobile friendly, not just shoot them off to do to mobile. That won't qualify. And so now they've said, we want the whole website to be mobile friendly and use technologies that have recently come out, which I'll talk about, in to make your website mobile friendly. So it really is a redesign.
It really makes sense though, doesn't it? I mean, if such a high percentage of people are surfing the net on their mobile phone, they should see more content when they get there.
Well, the real thing is, yes, I mean, you want every page, because in the search results, it's not just the website homepage that will show up. There's, you know, billions of inside pages, internal pages, yeah, that will show up in the search results, and they will show up on the mobile search results or in the desktop search results. But I will point out that because you make it mobile friendly doesn't mean to the user it's mobile friendly. In other words, you could have a page full of text that's 2,000 words long. Let's say in a desktop, you scroll down, you know, below the fold to see it, but it's not very difficult to do. But on a mobile phone, you could be sitting there thumbing down, 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 down to read that whole page. No one wants to do that. So then you really need to tweak that page through the code again, able to do it, and make the page more mobile friendly. Or, you know, maybe you had at the top, you know, you made it mobile friendly under Google's tests, but the menus are too small, they're too tiny to be able to click where you want bigger buttons. So those you want to be able to resize.
So you have to redesign the site, basically, exactly, don't you?
Exactly, and everything. And that's when technology came out, I want to say about a year ago or so, maybe. Yeah, or a little less, called responsive web designs. And with responsive web designs, what it means is the code responds to your device. So your sites are, let's call them fluid. And so what works on a desktop, you know, it's fluid, it's scalable, and it reduces down for the mobile phone. So it works on the mobile phone, works on the desktop. And if you think about when we talk about fluid, you have an image on your site, you know, a lot of images are used today. In the past, you would have the width and the height buried in the image so that the browser would know what the width and height is. Well, with Fluid, you don't put a width or height. You let the browser determine it through your code and everything. And so it's scalable, so it stays nice and proportional on a mobile and gets nice and big on a desktop.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I know a lot of people are using smartphones for everything, and I suppose they shop certain products a lot more than others, and I suspect that floor coverings, they shop, obviously, but they're probably not going to shop in the same way they would on a desktop. I mean, the little samples would be awfully hard to see, it would seem to me. Do they shop differently on a mobile phone than they would on, say, a desktop?
Well, number one, mobile users are totally different than desktop users, okay? I mean, their experience, what they're looking for online and everything, they're much more task-driven, and I've seen that through Google Analytics. I've seen it through doing pay-per-click advertising with Google AdWords. When I say task-driven, they may be looking for information about buying carpet, and they'll go on a mobile search, see that page, read it, and they leave, 100% bounce rate. Where on a desktop, you may, oh yeah, I'll look over here and I'll look over here, but they're not as, you know, they're more apt to look at more pages, where on mobile, it's like, I got a task, I wanna get to this task, that's what I'm searching for, and I don't wanna sit here and thumb or click, around the website. And same thing with product catalogs, you know, I mean, you have several thousand products, and I want to research the products. Are you going to sit there on a smartphone, hardwood flooring, trying to look at these little thumbnails and everything? Probably not. I mean,
So retailers are going to have to rethink what they're doing. I mean, is it imperative they do that as soon as possible?
It really depends. I mean, the mobile, Google's mobile, MobileGeddon, or whatever you want to call it, but Google's mobile-friendly announcement that took an effect April 21st is still gradually coming in. And I know through Google Analytics, doing a lot of dealers all over the country, as well as manufacturers and associations and everything, it varies from about 10 to 30%, okay, or have mobile activity on their site, you know, mobile devices. So if you're running around that 30%, which is about a third of your traffic, then it's probably more important to get it done right away. And more so in the metro areas, let's say, but I don't want to neglect the rural areas. But, you know, if you're running at 10%, you'd probably say, well, you know, 90% of my people are able to see it, the mobile. You know, you may say, you know, it's not in my budget right now, but I'll get it done with the next year. The point is that eventually everybody's going to be affected by mobile as more and more people go to mobile.
But you can tell on Google Analytics if somebody comes on.
I can track, exactly.
And says, hey, this isn't going to work, I'm out of here. And I suspect that that happens.
You can even break it down in Google Analytics to exactly what the devices were. Screen width, screen height, you know, the dimensions.
Yeah.
How many per device? How many were on a, you know, iPad tablet? How many were on a Android phone? How many were on a Samsung phone?
Okay, you can tell all that.
You can tell all that in Google Analytics and everything. And by day, month, or year.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series. It features John Simonson from Flooring Web Solutions. We'll air the second part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.